gets it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Ryan McDonald behind the glass following the prior show here tonight. Just typing something here to let people know we're on the air. 713-780-3776 is the number to join in here tonight. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Barcelona today winning their 11th in a row. Hansi Flick and company with a 2-0 victory over Racing Santander. Got a lot of good information here tonight. Milan wins today 3-1 over Como. So there are results. The world of soccer never slows down. Christian Pulisic did not get a goal in that one, 3-1 today. All right. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about here tonight. I mean, obviously, my career has changed a little bit here in the last couple of days. This is the way things go sometimes. But I do really want to start off by just an incredible heartfelt thank you to everybody who reached out on social media, texting, all these different formats. Honestly, it was overwhelming. It was a real touch personally. It was a pull at my heart. And what I did notice about it was we're all really like-minded. We're just passionate about this game. We love the sport. You know, there's just something special when you really are rooted deeply to this game. And we'll talk about that tonight, and I'm hoping to get your calls here. I do want to get through some things here in the first segment. But again, to call in tonight at 713-780-3776. And I do need to correct a couple of things that was out in the media. So the first, I have to say, it was put out by the Dynamo that it was mutual and amicable. That's not true, number one. Number two, the reason I was told that I was removed after 20 years in the commentary position and 30 years overall in Major League Soccer. So this will be the first year that likely I will not be calling Major League Soccer in 30 years. So that's a big different type of thing. I think the day to be concerned about me is opening day. Nothing I have ever said to the Dynamo and the criticism is anything that in the NFL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball that would really be considered outrageous. The problem is down here, the sensitivity level is beyond belief, and the controlling of the narrative is beyond belief. So I want to tell you how I was removed, just so I can get this off my chest. You will know, and then that's it. So, I wanted to have Pat Onstad on the show, and I have to tell the story, so I have to mention Pat. And Pat said, no, I can't do it. And I noticed he was going on local podcasts and stuff, and I thought that was kind of strange. And then I was like, yeah, I think I know what's happening. So he asked me for a cup of coffee. We went, and he tells me the story that, you know, they wanted to end my association. I would, in my opinion, I would call that fired, but whatever it is, relieved of your duties, whatever it is. And we had a coffee, and I told him they were going to send somebody else who I don't think I know, or maybe an email. I don't know. But Pat said he stepped up in a meeting and said, no, you can't do that. I'll go and tell Glenn, which honestly is a real character piece for him. And that's why I put out what I did yesterday, because, yeah, this has nothing to do with Pat. Pat stepped up, and honestly, it was unfair to put Pat in that position, to have to go tell, me that, you know, the job is over. So anyway, that's what happened. And I was told that it was because of finances, which I found interesting, because my salary has declined the last 3 years, every year, as the offloading of expenses continued. So that's how that happened. Then I saw, and then the Dynamo put something out when everybody was, you know, commenting. And then I saw something in the Chronicle, or somebody pointed it out to me. They said they look to a new voice and an altered brand, which I'm not really sure what that means. I know what look to a new voice means, but I don't know what altered brand means. So if anybody knows what that is, you can let me know. 713-780-3776. So that's how that happened. Listen, the stuff that people have said is amazing. And really looking at some of this, and I read them all, and I want you to know I read them all, because when you take the time to write me, I am going to read every single one of them. Now, I wish I could write back to everybody. I was like, can I possibly do that? I don't know. But it's pretty remarkable. I'm walking in, my phone just dinged, and Bob Bradley, former U.S. men's national team. Sorry about it. You know, people like him saying what you've done for the game in this country. I mean, that's pretty overwhelming stuff. And from you, the soccer fans. Because we do have a relationship here in Houston. We really do. And that really, you know, your reaction drove it home in a big, big way. Oliver Luck sent something. Dominic Kinnear. And by the way, you know, Dominic and I butted heads. Bob Bradley and I butted heads. But we're all cut from the same generation. When we look at each other and we might have a differing opinion about something, we walk away knowing that we're all striving for the same thing. And I don't feel that anymore. I don't feel that anymore when when ownership is out of town, nobody speaks, we're promised more transparency and communication. It doesn't come. I would say Pat Onstad gives us communication and transparency. And I would say Ben Olsen does, because he has to do the press conferences. Outside of that, I mean, where is somebody in the front office? We got Ted Siegel and Tim Howard at a press conference, and I found it honestly disrespectful, and I mean that in a fair way. That's my opinion. It may not be yours, but it's mine, and it seems just the continuation of, you know, we're throwing it out the wall and we're going to see what happens. Maybe people don't care that the stadium's half empty, because the payoff's at the end when you sell a team. Maybe that's the way it's going. That's not the way I see it. I want us to mine the cultural and the social aspect of this game in the city. I want us to mine that. I want every seat filled. Nobody ever talks about the fact that the stadium's half empty. Nobody talks about that the team's not relevant. It doesn't even seem to bother anybody. I know it bothers you, the fans. But, yeah, where's the bar? Okay, we're going to get excited because we're making player signings. That's great. But what's the consistent future? What's the five-year plan? What's the 10-year plan? Are we going to develop our own here and really be community and have kids from the community that make this team and are given opportunity on this team? Are we going to hire some people in the front office that have the institutional knowledge of Houston? I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it. Are we conditioned now where, you know, we accept? And maybe that's okay. If some people just don't want to worry about the BS that I'm talking about in the long term. But we're a city of 2 million soccer fans. We're about to host the World Cup. The World Cup is coming to Houston. 7 games. 4-time World Cup winners, Germany. The Dutch. The Buffalo Bills of national World Cup finals. They can't win a World Cup final. The Dutch think it's their year. They're already lining up to come here. 6,000 to 9,000 of them, probably. So I don't know. You know, maybe am I too into this stuff? I know that people out there feel the same way about it as me. I wish we had a local owner, honestly, with all due respect to Ted Siegel. I mean, the fact that he brought in Tim Howard to blow smoke and try to tell us about running an organization, come on. We've gone through this enough, over and over and over again. We've been through this. We make the big signing for Hector. We're excited. Where's it left us? Back at square one. Great, we made the playoffs. Great, we won a Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. But we're not on the ascent. Maybe we will be this year again. Maybe we'll have a good season, and then we'll drop off as we offload expenses again. Yeah, so it's kind of hard for me. It's truly kind of hard for me. So I met with Ted Siegel twice. I spoke to him. I laid a blueprint out of things that would need to occur to turn this around. Deaf ears. Twice I met with him. I tried. There's people who should be a part of this organization in a bigger way. And by the way, when you have a press conference and Ted Siegel and Tim Howard fly in, but your president's sitting on the side, who does the day-to-day operation of the business and doesn't address the press. I don't get that. Why was Pat Onstad not there? He was a sporting director. I'm not talking about today's presser. Okay, well, there's a lot to talk about. What the homework was not done here to understand the context of where this team is and has been for so many years. Once Oliver Luck left, you may not have seen it because we had the novelty of the stadium. The leadership was not there. The ego was. The leadership wasn't. You could see it going down a mile away if you were really paying attention. And our game's co-opted down here by non-soccer people. And I'm not talking about the competitive side. I'm not talking about the players. I call the games for the players and the fans. And the men who play the game and the women who play the game. I can thank the Dynamo for giving me a paycheck for 20 years. I can do that, absolutely. Okay, let's start off with, let's start with Sean. How about that? Let's start with Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Mr. Davis. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. First off, I just want to say, you know, as disheartening, you know, as it may be, you know, getting, you know, that your time with the Dynamo has come. I just want to say that you were a good, that you were the voice of Dynamo for over 20 years. Your just passion and enthusiasm really just resonated with the team and its fans.
Well, that's very kind of you, Sean. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And then going on the Dynamo itself, like, I agree, like, it feels like that we have, that it feels like we're just at this directionless point where we're just doing things like without rhyme or reason. Like, I told a lot of my, like, you know, when the news that Hector Herrera had signed back with the Dynamo, I had a lot of my friends saying, I say, no, this is a bad decision. He's too old. I don't know why we made this. It feels we're going the wrong direction. So, I mean, what's your take on it?
Well, I'm going to get
to, like, there's no,
yeah, I'm going to get to Hector later, Sean. I don't want to jump into that right now, but I will talk about what I think this signing is and could be in my opinion. But I want to thank you for the nice phone call. I appreciate it. There's others I want to get on, but thank you so much for that. And I will address what you said about the team. I do agree with you. I think we kind of go year to year. We don't see the plan. I would love to go in the office and say, okay, show me what the 5-year, the 10-year plan of this club is. I want us to be like a Seattle or a Portland. I think the fans want to be like that also. Let's go to Christian. Christian.
Good evening, Glenn Davis. I'm sorry if I'm not saying that with much more candor in my voice, but after what happened the last week with you and the Dynamo, it's deserving that I don't do that. But still, though, a couple things. First of all, thank you for basically being the guiding light to Houston soccer fandom for the last 4 or 5 decades, especially the last two on this medium called audio. You know, you have done a lot for folks in the English and Spanish-speaking soccer communities in this area, and your work will never be taken for granted, especially at this station.
Well, thanks for that, Christian. You know I enjoy every bit of it, believe me. So I never got into soccer because of, you know, what my wealth and building of a financial empire was, and that's why I think people from my generation – and a lot of the ones I just mentioned, they, you know, we all grew up fighting for the sport, right? And we were calling the guys like Dave Johnson in D.C., J.P. Della Camera. All of us were calling the game to star build the players because we wanted it to be better. And that even hit home for me a little bit more because, you know, I played in leagues that were shaky, teams that you hoped your paycheck was going to clear. So, you know, through my lens, I've seen a lot, and I have a lot of reference points. So, you know, it means a lot.
Come to think of it, Glenn, didn't you play on, like, dirt pastures back in the day?
I played on dirt growing up as a youth player, not in the pro game as much. But I'm just saying that, you know, you go back generations, and then you see where the sport is now. And when you were on the air calling MLS games, you wanted it better for players, you know? When I see an Amin Bassi or a Kovalchuk making $500,000 in Houston, you go, that a boy, this is great. People can actually make a real, real living at the game. The infrastructure has changed. But, you know, the Dynamo, I think, are on a little bit of an island here. I think they have a front office that is totally out of touch with the competitive side.
I
know that.
I'll talk to you on Instagram.
You got it. Thank you, Christian. Chris, Justin, others calling 713-780-3776. Have your take tonight here. The what did Jim Rome used to say? I'm going to give you a vine? Give you a vine or something?
Well, I think he would say, have a take and don't
suck. I was on Rome's show
one
time.
Yeah, callers would thank him for the vine. Yeah. And he would tell callers, have a take, don't suck.
My God, I don't even want to tell the year I was on the show, but yeah, the Fox set.
Do you have the audio of that? I'd love to hear it.
I don't remember what I said. I think he was trying to bash soccer, and it was a World Cup
year. Yeah, he hated soccer until, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago?
Yeah, well, what happened was the guest that was supposed to be there didn't make it, so they pulled me from what I was doing on the World Cup to just jump in there so they had a guest. And, yeah, he went after it. All right, quick word here as we go to break. Slip Sliders, 1802 Bins, get down there. Beef. They got the Backyard Burger, the Signature Slip, the Swiss Miss, the Hickory Dickory Chicken, Southern Comfort, the Buffalo and Blue with the blue cheese, Exceptional, the Caribbean Chick for health-conscious people. Shrimp Shack is my favorite. Captain Jack, you got the, for all the English out there, you got the lightly battered British Chippy. And by the way, we're coming in red hot. And we're going to keep coming in red hot on the radio. So for all the people that were asking me, are we still doing the radio? This is an independent show of the Houston Dynamo. So, you know, we're a little unbridled now. And we are going to tell the truth as always, but it can go a little bit farther. And there's some pretty interesting things that are going to be said here tonight. All right, 1802 Bins. It's Slip Sliders. They keep it simple. All these sliders are made to order. We'll take a break. Peter Tosh takes us there.
ESPN 97.5. listening to Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Classic song. Incredible bass line in this. Cactus Music. Big shout out to them. Vinyl. By the way, CDs are coming back. I've been mentioning that. Get down to Cactus Music for all your vinyl needs. This song's called Heartbreaker from the Goat's Head Soup album. It's a cool cover. All right. 713-780-3776 as we welcome you back. Do want to remind you about the Lamont brands. Good friend Jerry and Mel Lamont, all your printing needs. So I put a picture up about the show, and it had, because I'm sure you're tired of seeing these videos, I do. I'm certainly tired of them, but I'm told I have to do those types of things. But we put some pictures of the hats up, and a lot of people were like, oh, how do I get one? How do I? LamontBrands.com. LamontBrands.com is where you get them. And you can order them. They'll send them and ship them to you. You might get one up at Senate Avenue Brewing, because we're going live next Tuesday. Live show back up there, Andrew Mitchum, Senate Avenue Brewing, all that great craft beer, those beautiful shiny vats when you walk in, the big patio. So come up and join us next week. By the way, we will have a former Premier League player, and you want to get his autograph, from Aston Villa, an excellent player. Earl Barrett will be there live. So if you want to get autographs, Aston Villa's Earl Barrett will be there. I know we have a Villa fan group down here and a bunch of great guys who support Villa in our great supporters culture here in Houston, Texas. All right, let's hit the phone lines again. Let's go to Chris. Chris.
Hey, Glenn. Let me tell you, if the Dynamo went away tomorrow, nothing would change.
Yeah, well, Glenn. I don't know. We want it to turn around.
I'm telling you right now, look. You're the whole reason why I watch and listen to soccer every day. You are bigger than the Dynamo. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Chris. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. That's pretty heady words, but I appreciate such a nice comment. I am local. I have been local since 1984. So the reason my connection goes deep is, so I played on a pro team. And believe it or not, I have people that every once in a while come up to me and say, oh, I watched you play at, you know, Butler Stadium or Del Mar Stadium, because we played in a high school stadium. Then we go on the road and we might play in an NFL stadium. But then I segued into youth coaching. Well, if you hang in youth coaching for a long time, you have this wonderful ability to make an impression on kids. Youth coaching is one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Now, let me just be clear here. Youth coaching in my day was, you made, if you were lucky, 30 grand a year, but you got to be involved in the game you liked, because after you retired, there were no opportunities. There was no going into TV. There was no going into being a general manager of a team. The sport was just trying to survive. That's why our owners were so great. Peter Kane and John Gaughan, the late, great Peter Kane, it's because they pumped money into a game that they believed in at a time where a lot of other people didn't believe in it. We'd get coverage in the Houston Post. We'd be in the back. I think we got on the cover of a Post one time. It doesn't even exist anymore. When we got to the league final. But, you know, it's very, very different times. But those times to now in the youth community are very, very different. But we produced a lot of really good talent from Houston, and a lot of those kids now are actually running and coaching, you know, in the community out there. The community, from a youth soccer standpoint, is alienated. And that was because the Dynamo made a brutal move by creating a thing called Dynamo Dash and trying to put a uniform on every single kid in Houston. And what that did was it created a lot of angst and a lot of caustic type stuff. And that stuff has not been repaired. And that's why the relationship is not good. So let's move it on. Let's 713-780-3776. Imagine being a professional soccer team, your relationship with the youth community. They'll tell you it's great. It's not. Can you imagine that? And why you see empty seats to the degree we do see them at the stadium. And sometimes I wonder, how hard are we really trying to fill those seats? I hope there's more investment and promotion. Maybe we're pushing people with the reaction of you, the fan, but you have spoken in response to, you know, me being released. That's fine, or fired. And that's okay, because there's maybe something good will come out of this. 713-780-3776. Justin, what's on your mind, Justin?
Hey, Glenn. So I just got to say thank you for the, you know, five really fun years of stats. I could probably write a mini book of some of the fun stories that we have behind the scenes.
Some of it was X-rated, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. We did have a great time.
I do want to shine some.
By the way, let me just, for the record, tell people who you are. Justin, when Eddie Robinson and I were together, and by the way, big shout out to Eddie, everybody that was in production and television and all the people that I worked with. They are the real people. The producers, directors, from people that pulled cable to cameramen. These are the real superstars, as well as Justin, who did the stats. So Justin was with us. He had overlap with Eddie and I, and then when everything really changed and the Dynamo, he didn't even want to do local TV, by the way. They came to me one day and they said, no, we don't want to do it. The league forced them to do it. So I want you to understand, they didn't even want to do local TV or radio. They didn't want to even have an Apple local call, which is shocking to me. I don't know how you can think you're a professional soccer team. You imagine the Texans without radio, the Astros without radio, or the Rockets? Come on. You look amateur hour if you don't have that. By the way, I have heard through the grapevine they are going to bring radio back now. So that's interesting. Okay, so go on, yeah. Justin.
So I guess what really summed everything up was, you know, with the last Open Cup run, Dynamo didn't put their effort forward. And I remember it was a last-minute thing. I brought an old TV that I had at my mother-in-law's house, a Roku stick or a Fire stick,
yes,
just to call the Open Cup game at the studio.
You were a hero.
And what people don't really understand is like the prep that you would put in. And I mean, how many hours do you think you probably put in for a game? 6 hours for a game?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. And then you watch the teams prior. So what Justin's referring to is when the Dynamo were in the Open Cup final against Inter Miami, and Brian's shaking his head.
Yeah, I was on the board that night.
Brian was here. And I was just at home one night, and I'm going, wait a minute, this is an iconic moment in the history of the club. We got to get this on the radio somehow. So I went to the president, Jessica O'Neill, and they had no plans of even covering it. I said, we can pull it off. And Justin came through big time and brought in, you know, a monitor in here and the stick. And that's how we called the game. I think Bobby Boswell did that game with me. I don't think it was Eddie at that time, because I think the Dynamo had released and fired Eddie. You know, people don't know these stories, and these stories are going to come out now. By the way, I did a couple games from my house, okay, doing the same type of thing Justin just described, because they weren't carrying road games, and I was like, God, the fans got to hear this.
I have, just quickly jumping in, Jeremy Branham, who was on before you, obviously called games on radio on another station for, I think, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, back,
It was like 2016, 17, 18, something like that.
Yeah, because he'd be out there when we were doing TV.
But same situation then, like whenever there was a road games, Jeremy would be in the studio of that other station calling it off of the TV broadcast.
Yeah.
So nothing's changed from even 8-9 years ago.
Yeah. The only difference here being I took the initiative to do it myself, because I felt the fans needed to have this, and we needed consistency, because as you know, and as all our great, the Bill Browns of the world, the Milo Hamiltons of the world, you know, all these guys are the storytellers. Right now, Mark Vandermeer, Matt Thomas, you are anointed the storytellers of the franchise. Now, in my case, because of my background, I might have taken it to a place they didn't like, because I wanted to be better. And, Yeah, I didn't really go out the way I think I would want to. That's going to weigh on me a little bit more in the future. But honestly, I had to remain honest. Okay, Justin, so you take it away.
The Dynamo always had a knack of blowing games towards the end of a game, whether it be a draw or a loss. I'll never forget just the looking over in disbelief, like, did this really just happen? We had a lot of those, especially with you and Eddie. We were upstairs. But man, it was a fun 5-year ride for me.
Well,
and I appreciate every moment.
You did great work, and I appreciated everything you did to me. I know I pushed you a little bit sometimes, but because we wanted the best broadcast we could possibly do with the tools and the resources we had.
Oh yeah. It was, you know, I wouldn't even say anything negative. To be honest with you, it was well worth it.
It was a blast. So, Justin, but thank you so much.
Maybe we'll have some more ESPN stuff soon.
Thank you for calling in tonight. Appreciate it. All right. So that's Justin Finger. He did our stats and data for a lot of years. And, it's kind of strange. I mean, I did the Apple broadcast with David Obert as the engineer. Justin would be there the last, I guess, 2 years. No analyst. So I do, and I'm capable of doing games by myself, but it's not as much fun. You want a partner, you know, because you talk during the week. You're trying to bring things up and ideas and position things about how the game could be played tactically, how it's going to work. And, it was just, it's like the only Houston employees were, you know, that I crossed paths with were, you know, those that were working in PR, and then Nooney Oaks, who helps do the in-stadium stuff. But as far as upper management and stuff, nothing. And that's another problem, too, that I think we have to think about here. 713-780-3776, the revolving door of employees. How do you ever create a culture when employees are constantly in and out of the club, you know, 2 years? How do you, because we all know to be a soccer club, you got to have the front office and operations working with the competitive side. Pat Onstad shouldn't have had to been the person who comes and tells a commentator he's losing his job. That's unfair. That's not right. I'm grateful that he stepped up, but it's not the way it works. Revolving door of employees. What does that mean? Either you're not going for the best, or people are coming simply to get a job in between jobs. Maybe like there was a highly talented guy, I can't remember his name, but the Dynamo put out a big press conference, you know, he's a game changer, all this stuff. And he came from the Astros. I don't think he got the job. He was up for the job that he wanted at the Astros, didn't get it, came to the Dynamo. And I think he's gone in 2 years. And I hear through the grapevine that that's not run very well. It's not professional enough. And until we get that side of it going better and we get a blend of, I believe, and this is just my opinion again, and for those of you out there, if you want me to be quiet, I will. But the opinion that I have is that you have to have a blend of soccer passion and vision in that front office. And I'm not talking about people in sales. That helps. But whoever the visionary is, we don't know who the spokesperson or the face of the franchise is. Who is it? It's not the president. Doesn't talk. Yeah. You got to factor these things in. So if it's just you're looking at player signings, that's great. We might have a great season this year with new players. I don't know. It's being turned over. But I don't see the consistency. And that consistency won't come unless you've got a well-oiled machine and a front office and vision and plan and passion. And I'll say that again, passion, because it's doesn't have a lot of passion in that front office that I see. And honestly, I have to say this. The last thing I said to Pat Onstad when Pat gave me the news, which I was kind of expecting. I said to him, I need you to please go to the owner and the president of the club. And that after 20 years, all I wanted was a phone call. All I wanted was a phone call from one of them to tell me that I was being relieved of my duties. 20 years, 30 in the league. I don't even think they know I've been in the league 30 years since its inception. And guess what? Exactly what I thought was going to happen, happened. Never got a phone call. Let's take a break.
This is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Pretty good driving punk song. Band's called The Professionals. And the song's called Join the Professionals.
Kind of reminds me of a Ramon sound.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
Just the driving.
The driving guitar and
great
the bass.
Song.
Yeah.
I like the name of it, Join the Professionals. Yeah. Who knows what you're going to see? Okay. Welcome back. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, presenting sponsor of this show. John and his firm, personal attorneys. They'll handle your case, car, boat, motorcycle accident, you name it. They've got you covered. Listen, I know I say this a lot. They keep us on the air. And what I have not always told people, I've let it slip out a few times, but this is my show. I have to provide dinero monthly to get it on the air. So that means I have to go out and be a salesman. I can sell soccer. I'm not as good at selling sponsorships, though. I wish I could leave that to the pros. 713-780-3776 tonight. 713-780-3776. Again, a big thank you. Overwhelming the response on social media, LinkedIn, text messages I got from people, lots of colleagues in the industry, ex-players. I mean, one came in today from Ethan Finley, who played for Columbus. And I mean, that kind of stuff. Man, when you get something from guys that played the game that appreciated your game calling, and you might even have been critical, that means a lot. That means a lot. It means a lot from you, the fans. I don't even know how to describe it. Because once I put the letter out, I kind of put the phone down and went and laid down, actually. And, when I just saw everything coming in, it was pretty amazing. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, is the number. By the way, there's a lot of comments coming in over on YouTube, Soccer Matters. Keep them coming. If you want to take the airwaves over, it's 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Look, I'm going to come and go. There'll be somebody else calling the games. It's the prerogative of the person who owns the team to do whatever he wants. That's a fact. I don't have to like it. I can walk away. I don't believe it's because of the way I called a game, because I made sure that I always separated my game call And any feelings I had about the organization, that was very separate from this, the radio show. But I think this radio show and some of the comments that I made might have upset people. And I do think we're overly sensitive. I really do. I think our soccer world is overly sensitive. I think we're definitely overly sensitive down here. I just got something from Giovanni. He said, glad you told us what happened. Keep it up. Now be more free to say whatever you want. I'm kind of saying that. I think I've said a lot of this before. I don't want people to lose respect for me because I don't want this. You know, you have to manage the way you say things. And I'm a passionate guy, definitely an emotional guy. But, you know, I was not going to be honest with the fan base and then go out and say it was all rosy and nicey-nicey because it wasn't. It wasn't. It's people who don't like me in the organization. That's life. And you know what? An owner who puts the money into the franchise can do whatever he wants with a commentator and everybody else who works for him. That's it. So, you know, I can continue to use my platform to maybe push in a healthy way, hold the dynamo to the fire, hold the owner to the fire, hold the president to the fire, and the visionaries of the club. And we can hold the team, the players, and the sporting director to the fire. That's what happens with every NFL team. That's what happens tomorrow morning when John and Lance are on. They're going to be critiquing the Texans, the Rockets, the Astros, and everything else. We're not there. We're not there. We're not even close to being there. The coverage of our team down here is like a PR wing. You can see it. You can see it by everything that's out there. And we don't have mainstream media. And I don't see anybody working on us grabbing mainstream media. 713-780-3776. Other than, hey, here's a press release. Would you mind reading this for us? Oh, okay. There's your Dynamo coverage. There's nobody critiquing tonight much. And it definitely doesn't happen during the season. 713-780-3776. Does that disturb you that there's not more coverage? As a fan? By the way, there were way, way back some years where the Dynamo put a little into the radio show. They took that all away. They were offloading expenses. They, you know, sadly, this league, because it's centralized, it can entice the investor-only type owner. And that means you're playing the appreciation game, and I'm not the best economics guy, but I can figure this one out because I see it and I feel it. You can definitely buy a franchise. You can sit on it. You can have a half-empty stadium. You can take away expense from a lot of areas of the club. You can, in a timely manner, all of a sudden spend a little more when you need to create the narrative of fully invested in the community. And do all the social media in the world that you can. Reshape things from a narrative standpoint. And then you can sell a team and make money at the right time. All right, let's go to the phone line. 713-780-3776. The payoff comes at the end when you sell the franchise. 713-780-3776. Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. I just want to say, first off, I just want to say thank you, Glenn, for everything you've done. Me and a couple of my friends, we have a podcast called Dynamo Faithful, which you've come on.
Oh, of course.
If it weren't for you.
Yes.
Yes. If it weren't for you, Glenn, like there's so many of us, you know, Bayou City Soccer and Victor Ariza, so many other people that wouldn't be able to express their love for this team in the way that we do if it weren't for you kind of being the trailblazer for us. So number one, I want to say thank you for that. Number two, my question. You were just talking about how the MLS structure incentivizes this investor-only, almost like venture capital, bottom-line kind of soulless owner. And honestly, Glenn, I've watched this team. I became a fan in 2010, and I've watched us lose our championship drive, our culture, and now it seems like even the ambition to be good is now gone. Like, what can we do as fans, if anything, to help induce this team, the front office, the management, to show that they want to win and bring joy back to the Houston professional soccer scene? Like that, I'm at a loss. Do you have any ideas?
Well, first off, thanks for the kind comments. I've always used my platform to try and, you know, I've brought, I think, every podcaster that does a Dynamo in studio at some point, because I also felt this show was a place that I could showcase others that were trying to, you know, promote the game, talk about the game. So I was doing the pay it forward thing because people have done those types of things for me. So that's something I wanted to make sure I said right there. What can you do? Well, you just did it, to be honest with you. Once I put that letter out, and I wrote a very important line in there, and I really was I rewrote that three or four times because, mm-hmm. number one, it's about you, the fans, and the people that have supported me in Houston. That's why I've stayed here ever since I moved here, and I came here as a 23-year-old. Number two, mm-hmm. it was the people in the industry, like Brian McDonald, who's producing tonight, that make people like me look good, okay? And then number three, you, the fans, spoke out. If that's not a litmus test of sort of a test to show you what people are thinking, I don't know what is. And this has happened before. I mean, over and over, you know, we've had you, the fan base, speak out. Now, this was in a really, really big way. It went around the country. It went around Major League Soccer. Other people are talking about it. It was picked up here in the local media in a bigger way. And you as fans have made an incredible statement. I'm just the vessel that speaks, I believe, for, I can't say fully, but I think I believe that I speak a lot of the same language you are in what your wants and desires for this soccer club is. I want to win. I don't want to be a social platform. I don't want to, I want winning to be the priority of this team. I want winning championships. I want an attractive product. I want the stadium full. I want the bar set higher. Those are things that I want that I think all of you want out there. And we want to see some consistency. And we were promised more transparency. We were promised, yeah. We were promised that. You remember it. More transparency. Yeah. We're gonna talk. We're gonna be out there. And outside of Pat Onstad, really, and Ben Olsen, it has not happened. Transparency and communication we want from the decision makers and the owners, and not just a once a year press conference where, you know, because you're getting some negative reaction, you want to smooth it over. We want something real, and honest. And I don't know what more you can do. I mean, yeah. I saw people saying we're going to cancel tickets. You know. Yeah. I mean, I leave that up to you guys. I leave that up to the public. I'm not encouraging anything. I'm just telling you how I feel, and it seems like we all feel the same way, that this is underachievement. And it doesn't matter you made the playoffs twice. That's important. That means the competitive side is getting the job done. But that doesn't mean the front office is getting the job done. When Hector Herrera came here, we shouted from the mountaintops, oh, look what we spent. Mm-hmm. And we went into the top 10 in roster spend in the league, and I could be a little off, but, and guess what? We never marketed the guy. We didn't demand the guy speak English. And now he's coming back repackaged in a way that, you know, unfinished business. I mean, it's laughable. People, you can't keep doing that to people.
And frankly, Glenn, it feels hopeless because of this ownership model that we have. It doesn't matter how poorly attended or how poorly marketed the team is or how poorly supported, like, he's still going to get his share, his little 30-second slice of the giant MLS pie. And so that's why I, in particular, feel hopeless. It's not like, you know, in England or other countries where if people don't show up, the club fails. There's no incentive for Ted Siegel to do anything except sit there.
Everybody
while
hides.
This appreciates.
Everybody you know? Hides. Everybody hides except yeah. for the sporting director. But then you have a press conference. You don't invite the sporting director who has the most knowledge of your team and the person who runs the day-to-day operation, Jessica, sits on the side with a pair of sunglasses on and doesn't even get behind the mic to answer the questions. And she runs the day-to-day operation. It's bizarre. I mean, it's amateur hour. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this makes me as mad as I was as like the Owen Coyle day when they let Brad Davis go. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the Glenn, like you being dismissed is like the like equivalent level of canary in the coal mine for me. And like I love this club. I love the Houston Dynamo, man. My kids love the Houston Dynamo. We watch the games together on the TV because mm-hmm. we live far away from Houston. This is my club, but it sucks. And I don't want, like, I'm raising up these my four boys to cheer for this team that doesn't care about them.
I want the visionaries, and it would really be my wish and my want would be that the owner and the visionaries, whoever that may be of the club, and I'm not sure who it is, that they show our soccer community and our city more respect. Sorry.
Yeah.
I had to say it. Somebody's got to say it. Nobody else is going to say it. I had to say it, and I think your passion comes through, obviously, Chris. It always has. You guys keep doing what you're doing with your podcast, but I don't know what more we can do other than, you know, demand more, and you can do that in a lot of ways. You did it on social media. I mean, hasn't been the best PR. By the way, consider this, that a commentator leaving the team shakes and rattles the cages of attention that this team finally gets, right? Same as when Pat was on, and when Pat and I went out of it, it was more attention than we ever get. What does that tell you?
Yep.
That tells you people want to go deeper. They want to believe in more. They want respect. They want their sport respected by the top brass. All right, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you. Good stuff from him. Yeah, I... jeez. Sometimes I wonder about myself. You know, Brian? Yeah.
I think I know it could make you feel better.
What's
a cold
that?
Beer from Senate Avenue Brewing.
Yeah, that cold craft beer. I'll do one Tuesday. By the way, we're going to have Soccer Matters hats out there for those of you. By the way, Austin Villa's Earl Barrett will be there. I'm working on getting the new Texas A&M coach, Bobby Shuttleworth, who played in Major League Soccer for New England. I'm going to talk about Hector Herrera tonight and his return. 713-780-3776. Great passionate call there. Would love a few more of those. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. I will say this too. It's weird. You can't get people. I asked for the Dynamo's former sporting director who heads up the whole youth program. I asked to have him on four or five times. Wouldn't come on. How can you turn down a platform on ESPN Radio in Houston where you can talk about what you're doing with your academy? Okay, you're going to get the question. How come more of them don't get through to the first team? If I'm doing my job, I have to ask that question. You're going to get that. You should be capable of answering that. But you had a platform to talk about what you're doing. That was Tony Vigil. He's moved on, I think, to the NWSL. By the way, the longtime goalkeeper coach, Tim Hanley, not coming back. Sad to hear. That guy has made a real impact on a lot of people, a lot of goalkeepers. Tim Hanley. Great guy. All right. Take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, LamontBrands.com for the Soccer Matters hats. If you want to go over to YouTube, Soccer Matters, there's a lot of people weighing in over there. And I would love for some people to call the show and be my co-host and help me get through it tonight. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5, KFNC 97.9, HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers.